Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 3rd, 2010. I normally say at this point we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, but Brooksine is out this morning and I will thus be, well, I have prepared the lesson by myself, so if it's not quite up to its normal, hopeful, high quality, you can account it to the lack of Brooksine's editorial skills. Well, our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and once again today, I hope to bring some messages of encouragement to your life. Today's message is titled, Upper or Downer? The scripture text is from Deuteronomy 1, verse 38. But your assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, will enter it. Encourage him, because he will lead Israel to inherit it. I heard an interesting teaching of how we impact other people using an elevator as an illustration. Consider being around those who always take you up on the elevator. When you're around them, they are energy givers, encouragers, people who have a powerful way of uplifting others. As I consider my long string of friends through life, I'm blessed to have so many that have this characteristic. Today, I just consider a friend named Mark. He called me yesterday to catch up, and just a few minutes of conversation with him tends to be uplifting. Then there are those who seem to have only one button on their elevator, down. Sometimes all the way to the basement. They're energy drainers, discouragers, and just have a way of sucking the life right out of you. And yes, I have also been on the down elevator with them is not an uplifting experience. Well, selecting an example of such a person is a bit of a challenge. After all, someone just might know them. However, I'll go back about 25 years ago and consider a man who came to our church for a short season. I can't remember his name, and even if I did, I wouldn't use it. But do recall he had a rather gloomy, negative type disposition. I hadn't seen him in church for a while when I met him in a store. I told him I had missed seeing him, and he informed me that he was upset at me because he had waved at me one day, but I didn't wave back. Well, truth is, I didn't recall ever seeing him wave at me, but he had drawn the conclusion that I'd snubbed him, and I think that's the last I ever saw of him. I see something very significant in the daily text. Two words from God to Moses regarding Joshua. Encourage him. This is the first use of the word encourage in the entire Bible, at least in the King James or New International versions. This was repeated later in Deuteronomy 3, verse 28. But commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead this people across and will gather them to inherit the land that you will see. The emphasis in both texts seems to be the heavy demands of leadership, which necessitates encouragement. Well, Moses did a great job as an encourager, and Joshua went on to be a great leader. In his final recorded message, he encourages the people with the familiar call to join him in commitment to the Lord. Joshua 24, verse 15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, he said. Well, some 3,400 years later, that verse continues to encourage me and many others. In fact, many of you probably have that memorized. Today you will interact with many others in various settings. You're going to encounter and you're going to be encountered. I hope you're blessed with those who will encourage and refresh you. May they strengthen you and you. I guess I'll say it. I hope this message does just that. In spite of my raspy voice still dealing with allergies. And may you seek to be that provision today for the weary, discouraged soul whom you just may meet in the course of the day, who is in such need of an uplift. Today you have a choice. Will you be an upper or will you be a downer? Well, Brooksine normally writes the daily prayer. I do pray, but writing prayers are a special skill, but I've written the one sentence prayer today. It's my prayer for myself. I've already had several encounters with people, even though I haven't left my home today. Of course, that would be through phone or email. My prayer, a prayer for each of us. Lord, as I meet people you providentially place in my path, help me speak words that will uplift and encourage. Amen. Well, I don't have a song that really goes with the message today either. I just couldn't think of one. Brooksine often can help me in that regard, but today she took a steer for a routine cardiac exam. Many of you know that our daughter is a cardiac kid, now an adult, but she still goes to the very same pediatric cardiologist. We may have a picture of Dr. Cohen tomorrow, who she went to as a little baby when she first came to the States. Well, because I post music, I do have one song, Word of God Speak. The Word of God is certainly a great source of encouragement. I have a couple photos on the site today. One, a humorous photo in an elevator of an elevator operator. Well, I have placed the little, I don't know if you call that a caption, where you have a cloud with a statement in it, and he's asking, would you like to be encouraged or discouraged? Well, I'm always going to choose being encouraged. But on a note regarding our lives today, we have noted a couple months ago, I think it was in late March, a goose laying on eggs. And I had been looking. We'd take her a walk in Luke. When are we going to find these goslings? Well, last night we both, I believe Brooksine counted 12 little goslings. We have a photo of that today on our site. And then a photo Brooksine took the other night of me working on a new tool that I'm really enjoying. It's a little two-cycle portable rotor tiller. It's called a Mantis, and I'm actually working in some natural fertilizer, that is manure, in soil. Our friend Ken brought it over, and some things we may not like to think about, manure is a great fertilizer. That photo is up on the site as well. Well, again, this is a ministry that is Daily Encouragement Net, with a goal each weekday morning to prepare and share these messages to encourage. It's a message normally prepared by Stephen and Brooksine, but today you're stuck with just me. Well, may I indeed be one that is an uplifter today. Spread that to you, and may you in turn continue to spread it on. God bless you today as you stay faithful to Christ.